Red, that gaudy color of hell, fire engines, cherries, stop signs, tomatoes, oxygenated blood, and Robin Masters' Ferrari, also famously covers the tops of bottles and bottoms of pumps. And it is these two reds that are having a big year in our federal court system. Maker's Mark, the Testarossa of bourbons, hails from a quaint distillery in the wrinkled green landscape of central Kentucky. In rustic, dark brown buildings, this whiskey is distilled, bottled, and its top lovingly hand-dipped in red wax. I've seen it done in the same basic way it has been for more than half a century. This creates an aesthetic distinct enough the company uses it in its advertising. In the mid-1990s, Jose Cuervo introduced outside the United States their own potent potable with a red top, a high-end tequila. When brought to the U.S. in 2001, its top was then covered in dripping red wax. In 2003, Maker's Mark acted to enforce its rights against Cuervo, and the tequila company sought to cancel the bourbon's red dripping wax top trademark. Both the trial and appeals court, in this case the Sixth Circuit, America's greatest court of appeals, decided similarly that the red dripping wax seal was a legitimate trademark that Cuervo had infringed upon. In an opinion released a couple of weeks ago, the appeals court found the red wax was both distinctive and particularly associated with the whiskey. Also, though people were unlikely to actually confuse the bottles, the red wax on both bourbon and tequila was basically the same. In 1992, approximately a million miles away from central Kentucky, women's shoe designer Christian Louboutin had what a New York federal judge would later refer to as a bright idea. Wanting to give his line of shoes zing, he painted their soles a glossy red he characterized as, quote, engaging, flirtatious, memorable, and the color of passion, unquote. Over the years, the red soles naturally became associated with Louboutin. J-Lo even sang a song about them, and in 2008, the designer was awarded a trademark. In 2011, however, Louboutin complained that Yves Saint Laurent was violating the trademark with shoes that also had red soles. An injunction was sought in a New York federal court. But unlike Kentucky, the New York court sided with the purported infringer. The judge focused on a legal principle called aesthetic functionality that had made only a cameo appearance in the Sixth Circuit opinion. Using the aesthetic functionality rule, the New York judge reasoned that while a company could trademark a color, for instance, Owens Corning had exclusive right to the pink of its fiberglass because the color itself does not serve any function other than identifying the product, Louboutin could not. Red has an actual function in fashion, and one designer ought not be able to enjoin others from using it, even a little. The strange thing about this New York case is that Louboutin might have been better not bringing it at all. The YSL shoes in the complaint were not simply knockoffs, that is, red soles on a shoe of another color. They were entirely red, as if dipped in a paint can, and apparently a part of a long tradition of the company doing just this. Now that Louboutin has lost the case, shoe companies can color their soles red with reckless abandon. Well, maybe. The case has been appealed from the district court and is now in front of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. A decision should be reached any time. If that court upholds the lower court ruling, which seems likely, it's not a stretch to imagine the case appealed to the Supreme Court. With a good old-fashioned circuit split on the trademarkability of small swaths of the color red, we might finally get a high court case involving something Americans are actually interested in, whiskey and women's shoes. I'm Travis McDade.